G'day, it's Sarah Allen here from Sarah Allen Consulting. I wanted to talk to you today about how authors can think about creating a website or a presence for them online that is going to help them promote their books, not just for the short term, but for the long run. There's four things that I think that authors need to really be thinking about. And the first thing I think you need to think about when you're about to launch into a writing career or about to launch a book is your author brand. And my suggestion would be look at setting yourself up as your author name rather than promoting yourself book by book. The reason for that is you get more benefit in the long run. Building an author platform takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, a lot of time. And if you can write one book, quite often you write a series, or you might be able to write a few different types of books. So put all your eggs in that one basket and promote yourself as your author name and set up your URL for your website or your blog based on that one brand. The second item I think is really important to think about is if you're not up to doing the whole website kit and caboodle, the first piece of real estate that I would think about is a blog. And the reason for that is the blog content you create can be seeded out to all of your other social media channels. It can go to Facebook and Twitter. It can go to Goodreads and your Amazon author page. It can go all sorts of places. So, of course, you need to have found a proposition for yourself and your author voice so that you can write blogs in a way that's useful and interesting to your potential readership. That's probably another conversation. But if you can't take on the whole website for now, think about creating a blog. A couple that, you know, are pretty good to use are WordPress. They have a five-step system that you can use to set up your first blog. Tumblr have a blog feature. They are a blog and you can share all sorts of text or video or image updates. The other thing that you can use is a template solution that I use called Squarespace. And that's a really easy way to start with a blog and then build from there. The third thing I want you to think about is social media integration. Now, those of you who know me know I'm the queen of social. I'm a huge social media buff, and it's an ability for you to have conversations with people in real time about topics that you're interested in, not necessarily just promoting your books, but topics that you're interested in and that you share of interest with others all around the world. And what I want you to think about is having on your blog or website some social media buttons that promote your Facebook page and your Twitter and Instagram, Pinterest, different ways to connect with you on every page of your blog or website. Probably up in the top right-hand corner, I would say, is a good idea. As well as every page of your website needs to have good integration, which means people need to be able to share to their own Twitter stream or Facebook page what they think about the content that you've put up there, because that's word of mouth gone viral, and that is a really potent form of marketing that you would be foolish to miss out on. The fourth thing that I think is really important to think about when you're setting up an author website is a place for your reviews to go. So when you launch your book, you will be actively seeking reviews from beta readers, from bloggers, from media, from people on your Facebook page, from your existing fans and readers, from your entire extended network, I would say. And when they come, don't just let those reviews live out in the interweb or on the page of the paper. Connect those dots and make sure you take a snapshot or take the words from the review and take a small excerpt and put it all on your reviews page with the appropriate attribution. Because this is, again, very potent social proof, word of mouth, and something that you want to keep on your most important piece of real estate, which is your website or blog. So the four things again to think about. Number one, author brand. Number two, have a blog. Number three, social media integration. And number four, a place to put your reviews and showcase them. So that's about it for me. I'm Sarah Allen, Sarah Allen Consulting. I will have some very exciting news coming up soon about a new agency that we're working on. And in the meantime, you can check out sarahallenconsulting.com.au or flick me your questions at sarahallenconsult on Twitter. I'll speak to you soon. Have a good day.